So that would be a process of getting rid of all the static that accrues. This is my understanding of it, the static that accrues in our energy field during the day from one reason and another, including all of the wiring and stuff. So that is what earthing does. It will take it out of your body into the earth and ground it. So in the absence of wandering around barefoot, what else do you do? And there's been, again, a lot of science behind it and hugely helpful with people that have certain conditions and illnesses and low energy and so on. So without being barefoot, these are the things that I do in order to make sure that I'm not holding static in my energy field. I probably wouldn't be with all the devices I've got, but I've gone a bit overboard with devices, I'm afraid.
Hey, Corey,
But
do you remember we had Nancy O'Brien on, and she had said take aluminum foil and pull out a strip of aluminum foil and sand it on it with your bare feet if you don't have 20 minutes to stand on the ground. And she was like a former homeopathic physician, I think. But she said if you stand on that aluminum foil for, I think, while you're brushing your teeth, it'll discharge a lot of that what you're talking about into that aluminum foil. But I've heard the earth thing as well, and I would prefer to do the earth thing, to be honest with you, because then you kind of at least you kind of in touch with nature in that sense, I guess, and mildly. Sorry, Corey, to cut you off.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, now with all these devices, how do you feel?
Great. I mean, I don't know. I never have a problem with energy. I never get sick. I haven't had anything wrong with me for 40 years. But that's been part of my whole outlook on life. And what we didn't talk about health before was this whole using the power of thought to talk to the cells of your body. So I do everything that I can to minimize the toxicity, the crazy toxicity that's in our skies, in our air, in our water, in our food, in our environments, in our clothes, in everything. So I do all the practical things. I also talk to the cells of my body, and the self-healing and stuff is related to that. And so I would do a an affirmation every day where I say something like, my biology is 100% balanced, and my physics, and my chemistry, and my subtle bodies, which is my mental, my astral, my etheric bodies. So I actually talk all the time to the cells of my body, because if you don't become the boss of your body, it does its best, but that isn't always good enough. And so I want to be in charge of my body, and I talk to my cellular structure and I tell it what to do. And when I amputated my finger, and when my horse severed an artery in his knee, and I've done injuries, I haven't done illness, but I've done plenty of injuries to practice using the power of thought to heal myself. And actually, that isn't just woo-woo anymore. That is proven in science, that consciousness affects our biology. That is proven.